Good evening. This is All India Radio and I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says transparency and accountability are very important for democracy. Inaugurates new building of Central Information Commission in New Delhi. Both houses of parliament adjourn for the second day today on different issues raised by the opposition. Conrad Sangma sworn in as new Chief Minister of Meghalaya, nephew Rio to be the next Chief Minister of Nagaland. Sensex falls over 400 points, settling at lowest closing level in 12 weeks. Emergency declared in Sri Lanka for 7 days following communal violence. A Russian military plane crashes in Syria, killing 32 persons. And in sports, India lose to Australia 2-4 in Sultan Azlan Shah Cup hockey. In Malaysia, a pair of Manu Bhakar and Om Prakash Mitharwal bags gold at ISSF Shooting World Cup in Mexico. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said transparency and accountability are very important for a democratic and participative governance. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating a new building of the Central Information Commission at Munirka in New Delhi, he said a transparent system ensures accountability towards the public.
जब व्यवस्थाओं में पारदर्शिता आती है, लोगों के प्रति जिम्मेदारी बढ़ती है, उत्तरदायित्व का भाव होता है, तो सरकारों के काम करने का तरीका और योजनाओं का इम्पैक्ट दोनों ही बदल जाते हैं। ऐसे में सेंट्रल इन्फॉर्मेशन कमीशन जैसी संस्थाएं ट्रांसपेरेंसी और अकाउंटेबिलिटी दोनों को ही बढ़ाने में एक बहुत अहम भूमिका निभाती है।
Mr. Modi said empowered citizens are one of the strongest pillars of democracy. He said today India is moving fast towards a digitally empowered society.
आज भारत तेजी के साथ डिजिटली एम्पावर्ड सोसाइटी की ओर बढ़ रहा है। इन्फॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल न सिर्फ प्रक्रियाओं को आसान बनाने के लिए लेकिन तकनीक ने ट्रांसपेरेंसी और क्वालिटी ऑफ सर्विस भी सुनिश्चित की है।
The Prime Minister also informed that through Pragati he has reviewed projects worth 9.5 lakh crore rupees. He said the government has abolished 1400 old acts which were not relevant to the present times.
साथियों ये हमारे ही सरकार में संभव हुआ है कि दशकों पुराने 1400 से ज्यादा अनावश्यक कानूनों को खत्म किया गया है और मुझे बराबर याद है कि मैं इलेक्शन कैंपेन कर रहा था तो 2013-14 के दरमियान मैं भाषण करता था मैं कहता था कुछ सरकारें कानून बनाने को अचीवमेंट मानती हैं मैंने कहा मेरी सरकार बनेगी तो मैं हर दिन एक कानून खत्म करूंगा ऐसा मैंने कहा था और आज मुझे खुशी है कि अब तक हम 1400 कानून खत्म कर चुके हैं
On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched the CIC mobile app, which will facilitate the people in filing application and complaints, besides getting the latest information about the commission. The Prime Minister today said the people are now rejecting the politics of hate and violence. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anand Kumar told this to reporters after the BJP Parliamentary Board met in New Delhi. Quoting the Prime Minister, Mr. Kumar said BJP's victory in Tripura, Nagaland and Meghalaya is an ideological win. He said Mr. Narendra Modi told the meeting that development in the northeast should be given priority. The Prime Minister asked BJP MPs to work hard to meet the aspirations of countrymen. Congress-led opposition forced repeated adjournments of both the Houses of Parliament for the second day today on different issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any legislative business as the members from Congress, TMC, AIADMK, DMK, TDP and TRS trooped into the well raising slogans in support of their demands. The Congress and TMC MPs raised the issue of financial irregularities in public sector banks and sought the arrest of diamond merchant Nirav Modi. AIADMK and DMK members demanded constitution of Kaveri Management Board. TDP pressed for granting special category status to Andhra Pradesh, while the TRS demanded raising the reservation quota beyond 50% in Telangana. We have a report.
The Raj Sabha witnessed 3 adjournments before adjourning finally for the day, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned in the pre-lunch period amidst opposition ruckus. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anand Kumar appealed to the opposition to allow the Lok Sabha to function to transact the legislative business, but in vain. He said the government is ready to discuss any issue. However, this had no effect on the agitating members who continued to raise their slogans despite a discussion on alleged irregularities in the banking sector over the years and its impact on the Indian economy was listed in today's business. In the upper house, Minister of Estate for Parliamentary Affairs Vijay Goyal also made similar appeals, but of no use. Anand Kumar, AIR News, Delhi.
Conrad Sangma has been sworn in as the Meghalaya Chief Minister. The National People's Party NPP President, who is the son of former Lok Sabha Speaker late P.A. Sangma, was administered the oath of office in secrecy by Governor Ganga Prasad at a function in Shillong this morning. Mr. Sangma was invited by the governor to form the government after he staked claim with the support of 34 MLAs in the 60-member assembly. The Congress, which had been in power in the state for the last 10 years, won 21 seats. The Prime Minister congratulated Conrad Sangma on taking oath as Chief Minister of Meghalaya. Nagaland Governor P.V. Acharya has appointed nephew Rio as the Chief Minister of the state. The governor stated that he has received letters of support in favour of Rio from MLAs of BJP, JDU and an independent, besides Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, legislators. Newly elected state BJP legislators, led by Union Minister J.P. Nadda, submitted letter of support to the governor this morning for formation of alliance under the new banner People's Democratic Alliance, PDA. Meanwhile, 2 newly elected NPP MLAs have joined the NDPP-BJP alliance. The alliance now has a total strength of 33 legislators. Biplab Kumar Deb will be the new Chief Minister of Tripura. The BJP state president was unanimously elected as the leader of the legislature party in a meeting of the newly elected members of BJP and its ally, Indigenous People's Front of Tripura, in Agartala today. The meeting also decided that Jishnu Deb Barman will be the deputy chief minister. We have a report.
The newly elected BJP-IPFT government is all set to be sworn in. Talking to media in Agartala, the CM-designate Biplab Kumar Deb said that the swearing-in ceremony will be held in the Assam Rifles ground at 12 p.m. on Friday. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Amit Shah and senior leaders of BJP will also attend the oath-taking ceremony. Also, Chief Minister of BJP-ruled states have been invited. He further added that his government would provide good governance. Mr. Deb also condemned the post-poll violence and said this must stop immediately. He appealed to the people to come forward to curb this post-poll violence. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. Key domestic stock markets today dropped over 1% despite positive global cues. In volatile trade, the key stocks plunged for the 5th straight session amid worries over the health of the Indian banking sector. A report.
The Sensex and the Nifty both settled at the lowest closing levels in almost 12 weeks. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange lost 430 points or 1.27% to 33,317. Similarly, the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange declined 110 points or 1.06% to 10,249. The rupee at the Forex market today gained 15 paise against the US dollar to 64.96. With Sanjeev Kumar Singh, this is Rajesh Lake, AIR News.
Karthi Chidambaram, the son of Congress leader P. Chidambaram, was remanded to 3 more days of police custody by a Delhi court today in the INX media case. The CBI produced Karthi on expiry of his 5-day police custody before Special Judge Sunil Rana today. The agency sought extension of his custody to quiz him, saying new revelations have come up and his custodial interrogation was necessary to confront him with the new facts. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today refused to grant Karthi interim protection from arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the case. The Congress today said the government is raising other issues to divert people's attention from the bank scam. Yesterday, Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad had talked about UPA's gold import scheme and said on the 16th of May 2014, when Congress had lost the general elections, the then Finance Minister P. Chidambaram had issued an order to provide benefits to 7 private companies, including Gitanjali Gems. Congress spokesperson Anand Sharma termed the allegations as baseless. The BJP today strongly countered the Congress allegation that the NDA government has allowed willful defaulter Jatin Mehta of Winsome Diamonds to flee the country. The party said the case of toxic assets of the jeweller is related to the UPA regime. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said when NDA came to power, the financial irregularities of Mehta were declared as fraud and he was categorised as willful defaulter. Mr. Puri said Mehta had acquired the nationality of St. Kitts in November 2012 and he last visited India in July 2013.
जतिन मेहता जी की लास्ट एंट्री हिंदुस्तान में और एग्जिट हुई 25 जुलाई 2013। अब आपसे ये पूछना चाहूंगा कि उन्होंने जब सेंट किट्स की नेशनैलिटी ली और जो आखिरी बार इंडिया आए उस समय कौन सी सरकार थी? यूपीए की सरकार थी।
The Sri Lankan government has declared a state of emergency in the country for 7 days following violence against the minority community in Kandy district over the last 2 days. The decision was taken in today's cabinet meeting. More on this from our correspondent.
The emergency came as a move to prevent violence spreading to other areas. A government spokesman said they will take strict action against those who tried to incite violence through social media platforms. Emergency provisions equip government to take suspects into custody for a longer period and enhanced powers for security forces. This is the first time emergency has been imposed in last 7 years, as Sri Lanka was under emergency for almost 3 decades of LTTE war. While condemning the recent violence, senior Tamil leader Mr. Sambandan said these incidents are indicative of a sense of impunity. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
A Russian military plane has crashed in Syria, killing 26 passengers and 6 crew members. The Defense Ministry says the transport plane crashed during landing at Khmeimim Air Base near the Syrian coastal city of Latakia. The ministry is investigating the crash, but preliminary data suggests it could be a technical malfunction. Veteran actress Shami, fondly called Shami Aunty, passed away in Mumbai last night after a prolonged illness. She was 89. Her last rites were conducted today. Information and Broadcasting Minister Smriti Irani has expressed grief on the passing away of the veteran actor. In hockey, India lost to Australia 2-4 in the Sultanas Lanchra Cup at Ipoh in Malaysia today. This was India's second loss in 3 games, pushing them out of the race to reach the final of the tournament. Earlier, India had lost their tournament opener to Argentina 2-3 before drawing 1-1 with England. India will take on host Malaysia in their 4th match tomorrow. In women's hockey, India defeated South Korea 3-2 to grab a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series in Incheon today. The 3rd match will be played on Thursday. In the ISSF Shooting World Cup, teen sensation Manu Bhakar, partnering with Om Prakash Mitharwal, bagged gold for India in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event in Mexico. Their feat helped India to consolidate its position at the top of the medal tally with 3 gold. Manu also won the coveted yellow medal in the 10-meter air pistol individual event. India's medal count currently stands at 7, 3 gold and 4 bronze. In cricket, chasing India's target of 175 runs, Sri Lanka were 57 for 1 in 4.1 overs in the opening match of the Tri-Nation 2020 tournament in Colombo a short while ago. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and opted to field. The tournament, named Nidahas, has been organised to celebrate Sri Lanka's 70th year of independence. Bangladesh is the 3rd team participating in the tournament. Meanwhile, the BCCI has said the Tri-Nation T20 tournament will continue despite Sri Lanka plunging into a state of emergency following communal violence. And now before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says transparency and accountability are very important for democracy. Inaugurates new building of Central Information Commission in Delhi. Both Houses of Parliament adjourn for the 2nd day today on different issues raised by the opposition. Conrad Sangma sworn in as new Chief Minister of Meghalaya, nephew Rio, to be the next Chief Minister of Nagaland. Sensex falls over 400 points, settling at lowest closing level in 12 weeks. Emergency declared in Sri Lanka for 7 days following communal violence. A Russian military plane crashes in Syria, killing 32 persons. And in sports, India lose to Australia 2-4 in Sultanas Lanchra Hockey Cup in Malaysia. Pair of Manu Bhakar and Om Prakash Mitharwal bags gold at ISSF Shooting World Cup in Mexico. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.